Very quickly, we are already in December at the end of 2006.
我记得我小的时候，常常觉得每一年过得很长。
I remember when I was little, every year is very long.
每一天过得很快。
Every day passes very quickly.
现在每一天过得很长，每一年过得很快。
But now, every day passes by slowly, but every year passes by quickly.
年轻的时候，常常每一年到了年底就要反省这一年过得怎么样，到了年初就要计划这一年要怎么过。
When I was young, at the end of the year, I would think back and examine how I have done in the previous year, and at the beginning of the year, would plan what I would do in the new year.
后来常常觉得太多该反省了，后来就不大反省了。
And then I realized that there are too many things to examine, and I stopped doing it.
基督徒是不是应该常常反省我们的人生？
Christians, as Christians, should we often examine our lives?
我们有没有常常比较我的人生、我的思想、我所做的每一件事情，跟一个还没有相信主的人有什么差别呢？
Do we often compare our life, our daily life, and what's on our mind to non-Christians?
我常常觉得基督徒不见得比没有相信主的人外表行为更好。
I often think that Christians, compared to non-Christians, our conduct is not much better.
但是我们最大的不同在于我们相信神，他们没有相信神。
The biggest difference being that we believe in God and they don't.
有一次我上一个课，这个老师在教传道书。
One time I was having a class and the teacher was teaching Ecclesiastes.
我是一个很调皮的学生，所以我就问老师问题。
I was a very naughty student, so I asked the teacher a question.
我说传道书讲到虚空。
I said, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about vanity.
中国人的道家也讲空。
And then in the Chinese Taoism, it also talks about emptiness.
佛教也讲空，四大皆空。
And then Buddhism also talks about emptiness, that all things are emptiness.
我问老师说这三个空有什么不同？
And then I asked the teacher, these three emptiness, three vanities, how are they any different?
老师很有智慧。
The teacher was full of wisdom.
他就先问我说，我想先听听你的意见。
And then the teacher said, I want to first hear what you think.
我回去想了很久。
And then I went home and thought about it for a long time.
我发现说原来基督徒圣经里讲的虚空，这个背景是在神面前人的一切成就是虚空的。
I realized that in the scripture when it talks about vanity, it means that all of our accomplishments before God are vanities.
佛教讲的空是没有神，所以一切都是空的。
In Buddhism, it talks about vanity in the sense that without God, all things are emptiness.
道教有很多很多的神，还是虚空的。
But in Taoism, they have many, many gods, but yet it's still emptiness.
也许这个空这个字是一样的字。
Perhaps the word vanity is the same.
但是整个背景是不一样的。
But the background is different.
基督徒，我们相信有神。
As Christians, we believe there is God.
我们整个人生是跟别人不一样的。
And our entire life is different from others.
而且这个神不是远远在天边不理我们的神。
And this God is not this faraway God who ignores us.
这位神是以马内利的神。
This God is the God of Emmanuel.
以马内利是什么意思？
What does the word Emmanuel mean?
什么意思？神与我们同在。
That God is with us.
如果你相信神，但神不与你同在。
If you believe in God, but God is not with you.
你还算基督徒吗？
Then are you still a Christian?
你真正相信神，你不只是相信他存在，你相信他与我同在。
If you truly believe in God, not only do you believe He exists, you believe He is with you.
我们来念三节的圣经。
Let us read three passages from the scripture.
路加福音二章十四节。
Gospel book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 14.
然后再念约翰福音一章十四节。
And then we'll read Gospel book of John, chapter 1, verse 14.
然后哥林多后书八章九节。
And then 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 9.
我们用这三节圣经来思想以马内利的意义。
We'll use these three passages to think about Emmanuel.
路加福音二章十四节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 14.
找到了，我们一起来念。
Once you find it, let's read it together.
在至高之处，荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased.
约翰福音一章十四节。
Gospel book of John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
哥林多后书八章九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
你们知道我们主基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
圣经里面讲到许许多多神怎么样与人同在。
And the scripture talks many times about how God is with men.
我只选这三节跟大家分享。
I only chose these three passages to share with you.
第一节说，至高之处荣耀归于神，地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
The first one says, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased.
我请问大家在美国有没有平安？
I want to ask you that in America, is there peace?
有没有喜乐？
Is there joy?
我看到有的人脸上露出平安喜乐，有的人好像没有平安喜乐。
I see some people on their face, you can see peace and joy, but on others, there isn't.
如果你上网去查平安这个字，
If you go onto the web and you search peace,
你可以找到很多的保险公司。
You'll find many insurance companies.
他要你买保险。
They want you to purchase insurance.
等到你离开世界，你就得到一切的好处。
And then after you leave this world, you will receive all benefits.
主耶稣带来的平安不是这样子的。
The peace that Lord Jesus brings is not like that.
当然，我们如有一天离开世界，我们就进入永恒中间跟他同在，那是好的无比。
Of course, one day we will leave this world and enter into eternity with him, and that is the best.
但是今天我们的生活就有平安。
But today our lives also has peace.
我们要思想这一节圣经，怎么样子帮助我们得到从神来的平安。
We must think about this verse so we know how to receive the peace.
这一节圣经的背景是在耶稣降生的时候，在伯利恒的野地里有许多的牧羊人。
The background to this verse is that when Lord Jesus was born in the field in Bethany, there were many shepherds.
在一个黑暗的晚上，
In a dark night,
没有光，
There was no light.
圣经说有一个使者天使向他们显现。
And the scripture said, an angel appeared to them.
然后主的荣光四面照着他们。
And the glory of our Lord surround them.
牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
And the shepherds were afraid.
天使对他们说，不要怕。
And the angel said to them, do not be frightened.
常常耶稣也会对门徒，对跟随他的人说，不要怕。
Lord Jesus often say to his disciples as well, do not be frightened.
耶稣说，是我，不要怕。
Lord Jesus said, it is I, do not be afraid.
如果我们基督徒在困难的环境中间没有看到主，我们会害怕。
As Christians, if we are in a difficult circumstance and we do not see Lord, we would be afraid.
但是当我们看见万事 万物后面主在掌权，我们就不会害怕。
But when we see that the Lord has governance over all things, then we would not be afraid.
我们住在洛杉矶的时候，
When we lived in Los Angeles,
教会有一对很热心的弟兄姐妹是从越南来的。
There was a couple from Vietnam who were very enthusiastic.
他们非常的热心爱主。
They have this burning heart for the Lord.
先生做见证。
And the husband is a witness.
先生做见证说，他小的时候是在一个拜偶像的环境里面长大的。
And the husband testified that he grew up in an environment that worshipped idols.
他里面有一个非常大的恐惧，他非常怕黑。
In him, there's a great fear. He's afraid of darkness.
他是怕黑里面有什么东西是他不知道的会伤害他。
He's afraid that there's something in the darkness that he doesn't know that would harm him.
他就拼命去拜偶像。
So he would often worship idols.
越拜越怕。
But the more he worshipped, the more afraid he became.
我不知道在你我的人生中间，我们有害怕什么东西没有？
I don't know if in the lives of you and I, are we afraid of certain things?
我不知道在你我的环境中间或你我的心中有没有黑暗的地方。
I don't know in your surroundings or in our heart, do we have darkness?
但是耶稣来是用光四面照着这些牧人，也四面照着我们。
But when Jesus came, his light surrounded those shepherds, and it also surrounds us.
圣经说这个光是四面照着的光。
The scripture says that this light surrounds them.
我想假如我们在黑暗中间行走，突然看到大光，我们一定下意识的转过身来，因为我们眼睛受不了那个光。
If we're walking in darkness and we see this light, we would unconsciously turn away or impulsively turn away because our eyes cannot accept the light.
但是光是四面照的，就意思就是说我们转到哪里都逃不掉这个光。
But the light surrounds us, meaning that no matter which way we turn, we cannot escape it.
我们常常人生中间有一些黑暗的地方，是光照不到的地方。
In our lives, there are certain places where the light cannot shine on.
但是神的光就是要把我们所有的黑暗都要除去。
But the light of God is to take away all of our darknesses.
这是神在历史中间做的奇妙的事情。
And this is an amazing thing God has done throughout history.
把世界上缺少的平安、缺少的喜乐带给我们。
He brings us the peace and the joy this world lacks.
神成就这样一个救恩，用的不是刚强的天使天军。
God has accomplished the grace not through the powerful legions of angels.
神用的是一个软弱的婴孩。
God used a weak infant.
这位婴孩是生来做王。
This infant was born to be the king.
他是和平的君。
He is the prince of peace.
所以他可以带给你我平安。
Therefore, he can bring peace to you and I.
平安不是外面环境的平安，是我们心里面，真正耶稣降临在我们心里面。
Peace is not on the outside, but it is Lord Jesus in our heart.
但是这一节圣经不只是讲说，他应许给人平安跟喜乐。
But this verse does not only say that he has promised men peace and joy.
因为即使身为基督徒，我们常常也失去平安，失去喜乐。
Because even as Christians, we often lose peace and often lose joy.
这一节圣经有一个很重要的前提。
This verse has a very important prerequisite.
是在至高之处，荣耀归于神。
And that is glory to God in the highest.
如果你我的生命不是把荣耀归于神的时候，
If in our lives we do not give glory to God,
我们心里就失去平安。
Then we lose peace.
这个好像一艘船，你要躲避那个暗礁。
It is like a ship if it is to avoid the hidden rocks.
它必须看着灯塔，然后有一些标志来开它船的方向。
Then it must look to the light tower, the lighthouse, and some of the signals along the way to navigate.
当我们在寻求我们自己内心的平安或者环境的平安的时候，我们往往得不到平安。
When we are often seeking our own peace and peace from our environment, we often cannot find it.
当我们寻求神的荣耀的时候，我们就可以得到。
But when we are seeking the glory of God, then we can find it.
你们记不记得当以色列人犯罪的时候，摩西怎么跟神讨价还价，向神代求的呢？
Do you remember when the Israelites sinned? How did Moses negotiate with God and pray for the Israelites?
摩西向神说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
Moses said, show your glory to me.
神把他自己的荣耀显出来，神的荣耀中间就带给世人平安。
When God shows His glory, then His glory brings peace to the world.
很多时候，我们为了自己的想法，自己以为要有教会里面或者家庭里面什么事情该怎么做，我们就努力的推销自己的想法。
Many times we because of what we think ought to be done, we very we promote our own ways of thinking.
我们以为可以得到平安，其实就失去了平安。
We think we can get peace, but we lose peace.
但是当我们眼睛定睛在耶稣身上，定睛在神的荣耀上面，归荣耀给神的时候。
But when we focus on Lord Jesus, when we focus on His glory and giving Him the glory, then we receive the peace.
任何一个教会应该是以神为中心。
Any church should be centered by God, centered around God.
任何一个教会如果以人为中心的时候，他就失去平安了。
Any church that centers around men would lose peace.
第二处的圣经。
The second passage
讲到道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The second place in John 1:14 it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth."
所以在第一节圣经中间，我们看到说，以马内利的意思就是神荣耀彰显的时候。人就得到平安和喜乐。
In the first verse, we see that Emmanuel means that when God manifests His glory, then His peace is among men.
第二节的圣经里面，我们就看到神恩典跟真理要充充满满的降临在我们中间。
And then in the second verse, we see that God's grace and truth would be among us fully.
我刚刚问在美国有没有平安，我现在要问在中国人中间有没有真理，有没有恩典。
I just asked whether or not there is peace in America, and now I want to ask, is there grace and truth among the Chinese people?
有没有恩典？有没有真理？
Is there grace? Is there truth?
恩典跟真理其实是神与人同在，是耶稣基督来所带来的。
Grace and truth is God with men. It is brought to us by Jesus Christ.
恩典跟真理不是人能够找得到的。
Grace and truth is not something that men can find.
我们人也找不到神。
And men cannot find God.
是神来找我们。
It is God who comes to find us.
假设你掉了一本书。
Let's assume that you lost a book.
是书会跑来找你呢，还是你要去找书？
Will the book come to find you, or will you go and seek the book?
当然是人才能去找书。
Of course, it is the men who will go find the book.
书不会找人。
The men will not come to look for man.
同样的，人是找不到神的，只有神来找人。
And in the same sense, men cannot find God. God has to come and find men.
在我跟我太太所组成的这一个小家庭里面。
In the family, with my wife and me.
我们常常在讨论一件事情。
We often discuss one thing.
因为我从小是老幺。
Because ever since I was little, I was the youngest one in the family.
她从小是老大。
And she's the oldest one in the family.
我们就在讨论老大跟老幺的差别。
And then we discuss the difference between the oldest one in the family and the youngest one in the family.
老大在家里面会承担很多的责任。
The oldest child in the family would often bear much responsibilities.
老幺在家里会受到很多的照顾。
And then the youngest one would receive much care.
但是呢，有的时候老大对于身为老大不是很满意，觉得老大太辛苦了。
But many times the oldest one feel that it's not fair to be the oldest one because it's too hard.
有的时候老幺又觉得身为老幺不好，老是被上面的哥哥姐姐指使来指使过去。
And sometimes sometimes the youngest one feels unfair because he would always be bossed around by the older ones.
我前一阵子在想思想圣经的时候，就突然发现说，哎，圣经里面好多的兄弟之间的关系都不大好。
And as I was thinking about the scripture recently, I thought, there are many brotherly relationship in the scripture that's not very good.
不止兄弟之间关系不好，有的时候姐妹之间，像马大、玛利亚，有彼此之间也有一点点不好。
Not only among brothers would you have not such a great relationship, but among sisters as well, just like Mary and Martha.
因为我们心中希望有真理，但是我们没有办法掌握真理。
Because in our heart we want truth, but we cannot find truth.
我们把真理扭曲了, 就用律法主义来要求别人。
We twist the truth and then we legalize it to enforce it upon others.
我们用律法的条文增加了很多东西来要求别人, 然后别人达不到我们就很不满意。
And we have many statutes and laws that we place upon others, and when they cannot live up to it, then we are very unsatisfied.
这是一种人。
That is one type of person.
但另外一种人呢,
but the other kind of person,
很希望得到恩典, 但是不晓得正确地掌握恩典会滥用恩典, 以至于他就放纵情欲。
They want to have the truth, but they do not know how to use the truth, and then in the end, they let their lust run astray.
浪子就是那个放纵情欲、滥用恩典的人。
And the prodigal son is the one who ran away with his lust.
浪子的哥哥就是那个扭曲真理，把律法主义那个要求很严格的人。
And the brother of the prodigal son is the one who twisted the truth and legalized it.
我们可以在自己的身上、自己的家庭里面、教会中间、社会里面，在历史上看到很多老大跟老幺。
In our own lives, in our families, in the world we live in, we see many older brothers as well as the youngest ones.
我们想要追求真理，结果追求执行成了律法。
We want to pursue truth, but in the end, we were pursuing the law.
我们想要拥抱恩典，结果变成放纵情欲。
We want to embrace grace, but in the end, we were ruled by the lust.
因为真理跟恩典不在人的里面。
Because grace and truth are not among men.
很多的宗教、佛教啊、新纪元运动等等，都认为说，我们要从里面找到人间所有问题的答案。
There are many religions, many neo movements that feel that we have to find truth within ourselves.
圣经告诉我们说，恩典真理是从哪里来的？
The scripture tells us where does grace and truth come from?
从耶稣基督来的。
It tells us that it comes from Jesus Christ.
以马内利。
Emmanuel.
是耶稣基督道成肉身。
As Jesus Christ became flesh.
神住在我们中间。
God dwelt among us.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。Full
of grace and truth.
这是我们一辈子要学习的功课。And
that is the lesson we have to learn throughout our entire life.
有一位宣教士。There
was one preacher.
现在missionary.
Oh, one missionary.
这是一位姐妹。And
this is a sister.
她大概现在大概80多岁了。She's
about, she's more than 80 years old now.
他年轻的时候在英国剑桥大学拿到医学的医生的这个身份。
When she was young, she received her medical degree from Cambridge University.
在1953年到1973年有20年在非洲刚果医疗传道。
And between 1953 and 1973, for those 20 years, she was a missionary doctor in Congo.
我想大家知道一个英国的医生，又是当时是一个年轻的女医生，在非洲当时可能是比较落后的这个环境中间，在那边服侍建立医院是非常辛苦的。
I think we know that it must have been very difficult for a woman doctor from England to be living in a fairly backward country in Africa to build up missionary hospitals.
在1964年的时候，刚果发生叛乱。
In 1964, Congo went through a revolution.
那个叛军把很多的人杀掉，也把这个医生抓去了，大概有半年左右。
And the rebels killed many people and also captured this doctor for about half a year.
这半年中间多次的强暴她，多次的殴打她。
And during that half year, they many times raped her and hit her.
她在她的回忆录上面写的说，她在那个最痛苦的时候，她在那边祷告。
And in her darkest moment, in her memoir, she wrote that in her darkest moment, she prayed.
她用耶稣在十字架上的祷告说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
She prayed like as Jesus did when he was on a cross. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
神好像对她说,
And as, it was as if God said to her,
这些人不是恨你，他们是恨我。
These people, they do not hate you, they hate me.
你的身体是借给我，让我借着你的身体来彰显你对我对他们的爱。
Your body, it belongs to me. I am manifesting my love to these people through your body.
后来他碰到一些天主教的修女，也跟他有同样的遭遇。
And then later she encountered some nuns from the Catholic Church, and they had similar experience.
那个修女非常的难过，因为在那种困难的遭遇底下，非常的伤痛。
And those nuns, they were despairing under those circumstances.
她觉得被这样子的污秽，受到这样子的沾污，非常的污秽。
They felt that they were taken advantage of by when they were raped.
但是这位医生，这位叫做罗海伦医生，对这位修女说
，But this doctor said to the nun,
让你圣洁的不是你的身体，是你里面的主耶稣。
What makes you holy is not your body, but the Lord Jesus Christ who is in you.
只要耶稣在你里面，你在神面前是圣洁的。
As long as Jesus is in you, then before God you are holy.
这是一个道成肉身住在我们中间的例子。
And this is an example of the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us.
圣经中的许多的真理是人的观念不能完全明白的。
There are many truths in the scripture that men cannot fully understand.
我们对于神的了解，所谓三位一神。
Our understanding for God, the Trinity God.
对耶稣的了解，所谓的道成肉身。
Our understanding for Jesus, for the Word becoming flesh.
他怎么从死里复活？
How did he resurrect from death?
对我们自己信仰的了解，我们怎么能够因信称义？
The understanding for our own beliefs, how can we be righteous through faith?
都是人的思想不能完全明白的。
These are all things that the mind of a man cannot understand.
就像书不能找人，是人来找书。
Just like the book cannot find men, men has to go find the book.
我们不能了解神的救恩，但是神成就了这样的救恩。
We cannot understand God's salvation, but God has accomplished the salvation.
我在许多人的身上，许多人的家中看到，我们在追求真理，追求恩典，但是没有得着。
On many people and in many families, I see that we are pursuing grace and truth, but cannot find it.
但是除非我们认识以马内利的意义。
But unless we understand the meaning of Emmanuel,
就是恩典真理要充充满满的在我们中间。
And that is grace and truth will be abundantly among us.
有基督与我们同在。
When Christ is with us,
有基督住在我们里面。
When Christ lives in us,
我们也住在基督里面。
Then we also live in Christ.
我们就能够彰显出主耶稣。彰显出他的恩典，他的真理。
Then we can manifest Jesus Christ. We can manifest His grace and truth.
信徒的一生
a believer's life
是从被耶稣基督，是从得着耶稣基督到被耶稣基督所得着。
It starts with begotten Jesus Christ to being begotten by Jesus Christ.
是从认识耶稣到跟随耶稣。到住在耶稣里面。
It starts from knowing Jesus to following Jesus to dwell with Jesus.
所以以马内利的意义。
So the meaning of Emmanuel
是当神得到荣耀的时候，我们中间就彰显了平安跟喜乐。
And that is when God receives glory, then peace is among us.
以马内利的意义。
The meaning of Emmanuel
是基督在我们中间的时候
is when Christ is among us
就流露出恩典跟真理来
then the grace and truth flows out
常常我们只看到外面的平安喜乐或者恩典真理
oftentimes we only see the peace and the joy and the grace and the truth on the outside.
忘记了在里面我们要使神得到荣耀，在里面我们要与基督同在，住在基督里面。
We have forgotten that inside we have to give glory to God, that we have to live with Christ.
以马内利的意义。
The meaning of Emmanuel.
我们从第三节的经文来看。
Let us also look in the third passage.
哥林多后书八章九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
你们知道我们主基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
当我们渐渐地了解耶稣来到这个世间的意义。
When we slowly understand the meaning of Christ coming to this world,
我们发现这个世界许多的观念跟耶稣是不一样的。
Then we see there are many concepts in this world that is different from Christ.
保罗说，我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的，腓立比书三章七节。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 7, Paul said, the things that I thought were beneficial to me before, now I think of them as harm.
也许在年终的时候，我们每个人可以反省一下。
Perhaps in the middle of the year, each one of us can examine.
我跟神的关系有没有成长？
Has my relationship with God been growing?
我跟人的关系有没有进步？
My relationship with men, have they improved?
我对于物质的态度，我对于金钱的态度有没有改变？
My attitude towards the material world, towards wealth, have they changed?
中国人有一个五子登科的想法，就是很多的物质上面的好处，追寻物质上的好处。
The Chinese people have this concept towards the material world.
希望有金子、银子、妻子、房子、车子、帽子，各种子。
They want to have houses, wives, sons. They want to have many of those things.
像我们只有鞋子袜子的就好像没什么 不值得羡慕。
For those of us who only have shoes and socks, then there's nothing to be envious of.
但是你知道在过去的基督徒中间，如果有人愿意放下 世界分别自己来跟随神的时候，他要发誓。
You know, in the past, when a Christian wants to put down his world and follow Christ, then he has to swear.
他有三个誓 ,three vows.
He has three vows.
第一个立志要贫穷。
Then the first vow is to promise the promise of poverty.
第二个是要立志要贞洁。
And then the second one is a vow of purity.
第三个是立志要顺服。
And then the third one is a vow of obedience.
虽然今天我们不是常常强调这样子的立志。
Even though now we do not emphasize such vows.
但是当我们思想历世历代的圣徒，他们在神面前，他们要把他们的信仰落实在他们的生活中间。
But when we think about the saints throughout history, and when we think about how they want to bring their beliefs into their lives,
他们立志要贫穷的原因是什么呢？
Why is it that they make a vow to poverty?
因为他们要服侍穷人。
Because they want to serve the poor.
他不要站在一个高高的位置上服侍穷人。
They don't want to stand on a high position to serve the poor.
他要立志自己比最穷的人更穷，他说这样才有真正的服侍。
They want to be poorer than the poorest person, and that is their will to serve.
主耶稣要服侍门徒的时候，主耶稣用仆人的打扮。
When Jesus wanted to serve his servants, then he dressed as a servant.
主耶稣服侍门徒的时候，他用布围在腰上打水给门徒洗脚，这是仆人做的事情。
When Jesus wanted to serve his disciples, he girded the cloth on his waist and washed the disciples' feet, and that is an act of a servant.
有的时候我们常常以为在教会里面服侍是做官。
Oftentimes we think that to serve in a church is to be an official.
是有一些权力可以掌管决定一些事情，别人都要听他。
It is to have certain power to be able to decide certain things so that others have to listen to them.
我们不愿意贫穷。
We do not want to be poor.
对我自己来说，贫穷我把它做另外一个解释。
For myself, I have a different explanation for poor.
For poverty.
Oh, for poverty.
贫穷，我认为说是只有依靠，单单的依靠神来供应。
And for me, it means that to only rely on God for provisions.
贞洁是单单的爱神。
Purity is to only love God.
顺服是顺服神，也顺服神所设立的权柄。
And obedience is to obey God and also obey the authority set by God.
这个跟我们平常的人性不符，跟人的罪性不符。
This doesn't align with the sinful nature of men.
但是如果信仰只是留在我们的头脑里面，这是不够的。
But it is not enough if our beliefs only stay in our mind.
今年我或者明年我们的信仰要不要成长一尺？
Next year, should our faith grow a feet?
从头成长到心。
To grow from our head into our heart.
从心成长到我们的手，成长到我们的脚。
To grow from our heart into our hands and into our feet.
马丁路德说了一句话。
Martin Luther said.
他说一个真正的信仰要求人要有三种的改变。
He said a true belief would have three changes on a man.
要你的理智改变。
It will change your mind. It will change your rationale.
从前你不相信有神，现在你相信有神。
Before you did not believe there is a God, and now you believe there is a God.
信仰要改变你的情感。
It will change your emotion.
从前你对神没有感情，现在你知道他爱你，你也愿意爱他。
Before you have no feeling towards God, but now you know that He loves you and you also love Him.
马丁路德说第三种信仰带给我们的改变。
And Martin Luther said the third kind of change that a belief brings to us.
他说要改变你的钱包。
And he said it'll change your wallet.
从前你所有的钱都是希望进来，尽量不要出去。
Before you want the money to flow in and not to go out.
所有的钱是为自己，不为别人。
All of your money is for yourself and not for others.
但是现在我们所有的钱，所有的资源是为了神，为了神所爱的人。
But now all of our money is for God and for those who love God.
求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
因为这是主耶稣的榜样。
Because this is an example, this is the example of Jesus.
他本来富足，为我们成了什么？贫穷。
He was rich, and for our sake, he became poor.
叫你们的贫穷可以成为富足。
So that you through his poverty might become rich.
我们比较喜欢从贫穷成为富足。
We often like to go from being poor to being rich.
但是我们很怕成长到更像耶稣的时候，也愿意从富足成为贫穷。
But we are afraid that as we become more like Jesus, that we go from being rich to poverty.
我在一个基督教杂志《海外校园杂志》服侍了五六年的时间。
I worked for a Christian publication for a number of years.
在中间，我每一期的杂志，我帮他们画漫画。
And during that time, I would draw cartoons for each issue.
中间有一组的漫画，我就比较中国人跟美国人用钱观的不一样。
And then there's one set of cartoon where I compared the way Chinese people use money and the way American people use money.
我在比较基督徒应该用什么样的方式来看待钱财。
And I was also comparing what kind of attitude should Christian have towards money.
我相信我们在座很多人都经历到基督徒中国人美国人这三者对于钱的看法不大一样。
I believe that those of us here, we often experience a difference between Christian, Chinese, and American people's way or their attitude towards money.
中国人存钱，存下来的才是你的。
For Chinese people, we save money, and what is saved is ours.
美国人常常会觉得说，努力花钱，消费掉花出去的才是你的。
American people, they often spend and they believe that what you consume is yours.
我记得我从前的同事，薪水没有那么高，但是买很好的车子。
I remember my coworkers in the past, my colleagues in the past, they don't make a lot of money, but they buy very expensive cars.
后来付不出钱，车子被收走。
And then they couldn't pay the monthly payment and the car was taken away.
但他开过好车，我没有开过。
But he has driven a good car and I have not.
但基督徒也不是存下来的是你的，花出去的是你的。
But for Christian, it is not what we save is ours, or what we consume is ours.
我们是积财宝在哪里？在天。
But we gather our wealth in heaven.
我们把我们的金钱交在主的手中，交在神的教会里面。
We give our wealth into the hands of God, into church.
献上的才是我们的。
What we offer is ours.
是从有限进到永恒。
It is to go from limited into eternity.
我刚才说，人得不到平安喜乐，除非他，看见神的荣耀。
I said before that men cannot have peace and joy unless he sees the glory of God.
人经验不到恩典与真理，除非他与基督同在。
Men cannot experience grace and truth unless he is with Christ.
人不可能面对财富跟贫穷的挑战。
Man cannot face the challenge between rich and poverty.
除非他得着基督的心，效法基督的舍弃。
Unless he has received the heart of Jesus Christ and imitate the sacrifice of Christ.
去年神给我恩典，有机会有一年的时间学习神的话。
Last year, God has given me the grace to have one whole year to study His Word.
在那个学校里面有一些中国的同学。
In that school, there were some Chinese people, students.
那我们开玩笑说，这位是我们的大师兄，这位是二师兄，这位是三师兄。
And then we would jokingly say, "This is the elderly brother, and this is the second brother and the third brother."
我们的二师兄很有意思。
And our second brother was very interesting.
他是在福建一个很贫穷的乡下长大。
He grew up in a very poor village in 福建。
然后呢，他功课很好，人非常的聪明，考到北京大学。
And he was extremely intelligent, and he went to Beijing University.
他们的乡村从来没有人上过大学，他是第一个上大学，而且在北京大学拿到博士。
In his village, no one has ever gone to university, and he went to Beijing University to receive his PhD.
他在北京大学念了博士以后，在北京大学教书。
And after he received his PhD at Beijing University, he stayed to teach.
他后来又到美国来，他原来念的是数学博士，在美国又拿了一个机械工程博士。
He had his PhD in math in China, and then he came to the U.S. to receive another PhD in mechanical engineering.
然后在三大汽车公司 Chrysler 工作。
And then he worked at Chrysler.
然后神呼召他。
And then God called him.
我常常在想说，我想问一下大家。如果这样子的人，有这么好的成就的人，你愿不愿意把你的女儿嫁给他？
I often think that someone who is as accomplished as he is, would you want your daughter to marry him?
我看到一些弟兄姐妹脸上露出奇怪的微笑。
I see some brothers and sisters have this strange smile on their face.
今年年初，在我搬来 New Jersey 之前，有机会听到他跟他太太分享见证。
Before I moved to New Jersey earlier this year, I had a chance to listen to his testimony.
他太太说，他虽然早年听过福音，但是后来都没有去教会。
And his wife said that even though she had heard gospel earlier, but for many
我的二师兄听过福音。
Oh, I'm sorry. His wife said that even though he had heard gospel many years ago, he had not been to church.
他们来美国生活。
They came to the U.S. to live.
太太做了菜摆在桌子上，先生回家。
And his wife would cook food and put it on the table, and the husband would come home.
先生吃了一口。
And her husband would take one bite.
说这个是全世界最难吃的东西。
And say this is the most awful food in the world.
太太受不了。
And the wife couldn't take it.
离家出走。
And left the home.
什么地方都进不去。
And cannot go anywhere.
去了教堂。
But she came to the church.
信了主。
And believed in God.
让这个先生也能够信主。
So that the husband can also believe in God.
听完他见证以后，我跟他说，二师兄啊，我从来没有想到你是这么坏的人。
And then after I heard testimony, I said to him, brother, I never thought that you'd be such an awful person.
这样子一个坏的人，这样子一个有成就，这样一个骄傲的人，神改变他。
such an awful person, such an arrogant yet smart person, God changed him.
他现在在匹兹堡牧养教会。
And today he is shepherding a church in Pittsburgh.
他跟神祷告，也许两年之后他要回到中国宣教。
He's praying to God that perhaps in 2 years' time he would be able to return to China to be a missionary.
对于他来说，放弃掉这些富足的，去选择一个比较辛苦的传道生活。
For him to put down a life of wealth and to choose a more difficult life of being a missionary.
是他厉害吗？
Is it because he's good?
不是。
No.
是因为他遇见了耶稣。
It is because he met Jesus.
耶稣要他做的事情，他觉得这是最喜乐的事情。
What Jesus wants him to do, he thinks that is the most joyful thing.
我们人用人的观念看富足跟贫穷，我们不愿意贫穷，我们希望富足。
When men compare wealth to poverty, then we don't want to be poor, we want to be rich.
但是当你真正遇见耶稣，得到耶稣的心，效法耶稣的脚踪。
But when you have truly met Jesus, when you have the heart of Jesus, and when you want to follow his footsteps,
你经过许多的难处，你能够服侍更多的人。
Then you will go through many difficulties, but you can serve more people.
你越认识耶稣的富足，越认识耶稣因为我们成为贫穷。
If the more you know about the wealth of Jesus, the more you know about how he became poor for us,
你就改变了你那个世界的价值观。
Then it will change your value.
美国人有一个理论。
And Americans have this theory.
人生在世追求各种的满足。
That you live in this world to pursue all kinds of satisfactions.
那满足它分成好几个不同的层次。
And the satisfaction can be categorized into many different levels.
如果第一层次的满足不能满足，你不会追求高层次的满足。
When the first level of satisfaction cannot satisfy you, then you will not pursue the second level.
所以很多的这个公司用这样的观念，用这样的理论来管理他的员工。
Therefore, many companies use this theory to govern, to manage the company.
最低一个层次是物质需要的满足。
And the lowest level is the satisfaction for the material world.
然后是一个安全感的满足。
And then it's a sense of security.
然后是一种归属感的满足。
And then it's a sense of belonging.
然后是一种被爱跟爱人感觉的满足。
And then it's a satisfaction of loving others and be loved.
这个世俗的理论中间最高层次的满足是当你有成就感的时候。
And the highest level of this worldly theory is when you have a sense of accomplishment.
但是当我们从圣经或者从有神的角度来看这个理论的时候，
But when we look at this theory from a scripture biblical perspective,
我们发现物质的满足其实是永无止境的。
But then we find that the satisfaction with the material world, that it's limitless.
耶稣不是说凡喝这水的还要再渴吗？
Didn't Jesus say, all those who drink from this water will thirst again?
你觉得有钱人就觉得自己不需要钱了吗？
Do you think the wealthy people don't think they need money anymore?
穷人觉得比较需要钱，还是有钱人比较需要钱呢？
Do the poor people feel they need more money, or do the rich people feel they need more money?
物质的需要永无止境，永远不能满足。
The need for worldly things, there is no limit.
安全感的需要会让人侵犯别人。
A sense of security will cause one to offend others.
为了保护我的安全，我先把别人打倒。
In order to secure my own, in order to guard my own security, I have to beat others.
为了我工作上的安全感，我必须把别人踩在脚底下。
In order to gain a sense of security at work, I have to step on others.
归属感的满足会让我们排斥别人。
A sense of belonging would cause us to cast out others.
如果这一群人都在一起说上海话，这一群人在一起说广东话，这一群人在一起说台湾话，他们彼此之间就有互相排斥。
If there's a group of people who are speaking Shanghainese and another group of people who are speaking Cantonese and another group of people who are speaking Taiwanese, then these groups, they will cast each other out.
历史上许许多多国家之间的战争不都是因为归属感引起的吗？
Don't we have many wars throughout our history between nations that were fought over a sense of belonging?
爱人感或者被爱感的那种满足， 也常常会被扭曲，爱不是最世界上最会伤害人的事情吗？
A sense of to love and to be loved that can also be distorted. Isn't love the thing that can harm others the most in this world?
成就感，一人一将功成万骨枯，得到金牌的只有一个人，其他的人是多么的悲惨。
A sense of accomplishment. There's only one person who's receiving the gold medal, and all those other people are sacrifices.
当我们从以马内利，从神与人同在的角度来看，整个人生的满足就不一样了。
When we look at the satisfaction for our life from the perspective of Emmanuel, from the perspective of God being with us, then it's very different.
不再是以自我为中心，从下到上的一层一层的满足。
Then it is no longer centered around me, to go from the lowest level to the highest level.
而是因为认识神，我们就一切的都得到满足。
But it is because we know God, we are satisfied in all things.
就让我们可以舍弃物质，让我们得着安全，得着归属，得着爱。
Then we can give up the world. We can give up the sense of security that we can love.
我不知道在今天的圣经中间有没有让你更多的有机会来反省一下自己。
I don't know through today's scripture, do you have more of an opportunity to examine yourself?
让我们在年底反省自己，让我们在年初立志。
So that we can examine ourselves at the end of the year and to be able to set our will at the beginning of the year.
让我们立志把荣耀归给神。
So that we can be determined to give the glory to God.
他就会带来平安跟喜乐。
Then he will bring peace and joy.
让我们立志住在基督里面。
Let us be determined to dwell in Christ.
他就会带来恩典跟真理。
Then he will bring grace and truth.
让我们学习以基督的心为心，学习耶稣基督的舍弃。
Let us learn the heart of Jesus Christ, learn the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
就会让我们从软弱中间经历到刚强，从贫穷中间经历到富足。
Then we can experience from weakness to strength and from poverty to wealth.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你的话实在宝贵。
Your words are so precious.
因为你的话是为耶稣基督做见证。
Because your words testify for Jesus Christ.
在你的话中间也看到我们整个人类的光景。
And in your words, we see the state for the entire human race.
我们缺乏平安，没有喜乐。
We lack peace and we have no joy.
我们扭曲真理，我们滥用恩典。
We twist the truth and we waste grace.
我们追求富足，反而成为属灵里面真正的贫穷。
We pursue the wealth of this world but become poor in spirit.
让我们学习以你为中心。
Let us learn to focus on you.
让我们真正落实以耶稣基督为中心。
Let us have Lord Jesus Christ as our center.
让我们不单得着基督。
Let us not only have Christ,
更让我们为了基督愿意舍弃自己。
But be willing to give ourselves up for Christ.
这些都是我们做不到的。
All these things we cannot do.
但是求你恩待，求你怜悯。
But we pray that you'll be gracious to us.
让主耶稣在我们中间被高举。
Be merciful to us so that we can lift up Jesus Christ among us.
让我们更加的像你。
So that we can be more like you.
我将恭敬的祷告仰望。
We pray this way.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.